Hi there. Welcome to Good Story is a Good Story with host Marcia Castor Cook. Today we have a great show with some awesome authors, WorldCast publishers. We have Charlotte Blackwell today, Kathy Barton, and Joanne Cannon. Who actually has her own show on Spark Radio. This is going to be a fun show with lots of information about writing, blogging, publishing, and let's not forget marketing. Hi there, Marcia.
You didn't say Denise Spooner is here, and that's you. There you are.
Sorry, and the chat room is open.
Right, there she is. Denise is here, and we actually found a time to be on. This is working. Right, and you know, I was on it at this time before, and then we changed it, and so I think we'll probably be on evening time, but it could change, you know. But I think we found our home again at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central. I think we'll see, right, Denise? We're hopeful. Okay, tonight we have really great guests. They're all from the World Castle publisher, so all the girls are here. But I think probably I should say, so I don't forget, next week we have another show that will be with World Castle writers because we're really proud of Karen Fuller. She has started a brand new publishing company, and it's doing really well. She's got a lot of authors. She's working 24 hours a day. She's not on Facebook. She's actually reading the books, and she's not doing that, but she's really doing great. I mean, and she keeps acquiring new books, which is good for all of us. And next week, I'm having on more authors. I'll just say who they are so we do not. Lindsay Ann Kendall's coming on, and she's from the UK, so it's going to be 2 o'clock in the morning, I think that she said, and which we're all up. I mean, the hours are really different in the UK, but she seems to be on a lot, she said. She's up anyway. So let's see. We also have, I added some people on. We are here. Well, Charlotte, I don't know, are you coming on again? I think Charlotte may come on again. So,
yeah, I'll be there.
Yes, Charlotte will be here again. Okay, and Bob Holton, we're going to let a guy in. The guy in this one next week. And we are, let's see who else. We have Lindsay, and then we have Wendy's coming on. And let's see if I'm forgetting anybody, because I added a couple people. Oh, Mary Ting will be on, and Wendy, it's H-U-N-Y-O-N. Does anybody know how she pronounces that? Joanne, do you know her?
Hunor.
Okay, that's
good.
We'll take that. Okay, that's good. All right, that was all right, let's start. We're going to start with Joanne first. Joanne has a show on Shark Radio, and she's on 5 days a week and for 2 hours every day. So imagine that. That's a lot. So I think I'm going to let Joanne just tell a little bit about herself, and Kathy will have on, and we'll have Charlotte, and then everybody will be on together. So Joanne, tell us a little bit about yourself, because there's a lot to tell. Go ahead. Hi.
Hi. Yes, I'm host of the Eclectic Artist Cave on the Shark Radio Network, and that's at thesharkradionetwork.com. And it's a lot of fun. The show runs Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that's 2 hours every day, Monday through Friday. And it's kind of a collision of music and words. The show itself, I play a half an hour of music, and I have a guest come on, and then another half an hour of music. And then also, I like to mix it up a little bit. Like tomorrow is Flash Fiction Wednesday, which I call Writer Wednesday, and people send in flash fiction to be read on the air, and it has to be about the topic that has been thrown out there, and this week's is The Mask. Or a mask, but the word is mask, and it has to be in there or about a mask. So it's always kind of cool to see what people come up with, you know.
Right.
I've been really.
Do you think they add the word in when you say that's what it is, and they just add it in their stories, or
yeah,
they really?
Yeah, they sure do.
Yeah.
And then I read them on the air, and I put music, and it's usually a lot of fun. People like being read to. I don't know if they like to admit it or not, but they do. And then my novel is coming out, my novella. Sorry. is coming out through World Castle Publishing, and I'm really excited about that. Soulless Light is available to order.
Is it available today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's available now, and I guess it'll be on Amazon here in a few weeks or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, mine was available. Mine was available. Yeah, and I didn't even know it was available. So I just found out it was available.
I know,
and
right?
It's hard to know because it's Amazon puts them on whenever they, you know, there's so many people going on there. That's why you always don't know exactly when it's coming on. So, and that's exciting for you. That's exciting.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm literally just on cloud nine right now. You know, I mean, I've been really fortunate with all the people that I've been able to meet through doing the show. Charlotte and Kathy are a few of them. They're so funny. They're so freaking awesome.
I know,
awesome.
It's fun. It's
like
a little
group. Yeah, I know,
group.
Right?
It's like a little group.
And then,
I know. We don't really, yeah, I know. I think it's a good thing. We don't really know each other, but now we all know each other, and these are like our friends now. That's what happens, and it's good. It's all good.
Oh,
you know?
I know. I'm totally digging it. And then on top of that, I got really lucky in falling in with the group on what used to be Fate Radio, which is now Shark Radio. I couldn't ask for a better group of people to work with than what I have over on the Shark Radio Network or than what I have over at World Castle Publishing. I mean, seriously, talk about support. When I first got signed, Charlotte was like, here, let me show you what you got to do, which was good because I didn't have a clue. I was just like, okay, I'm totally clueless now.
We're all learning from each other. I mean, you know, even though I say to people, I've done these things a long time, it's everything is new. There's a lot of new things that we do every day. So, you know, and it's good to have friends that actually could help us, because the thing is, our regular friends, like, that we have for years, they don't know what we're doing here, because it's a very different field than anything else.
They totally don't understand.
Probably
that,
all
that
our friends,
cool.
At least they sleep. They sleep. Friends sleep. We don't. All of us are on. No, that's true. Is Kathy not? I think, did Kathy go off? Is Kathy off?
Oh, I'm trying to get her back.
I don't know. Because I think she has, I don't know if she has Skype or, okay. All right, Charlotte, are you here? Yes, you are.
I'm here.
All right, Charlotte, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, wow. Well, I only started writing a few years ago. I began just for fun, something for myself, to find myself. I've been a stay-at-home mom for a few years now, and I was feeling kind of lost and needed to find direction in my life. And so I took to writing, and it has just become so much for me. It's wonderful. It's therapeutic. I have met the most amazing people, and I finally found what I love to do. So I wrote Immortal Embrace was my first book, which came out this summer, and its sequel, Forbidden Embrace, just came out on the first of this month.
So
yay!
Very exciting. No, it is exciting, especially because you didn't even want to read. You know, you tell the story just for a minute about how you didn't even care to be reading books, and now that's what you do all the time.
I hated reading. To put it simple, I really did not like reading, and my daughter was reading Twilight, and mom, read this book. I think you'll like it, because she knows that I love, like, vampires and witches and anything paranormal. And so I read it, and I finished the entire series in 6 days, which was like a miracle for me. And from that point on, I haven't stopped. And since, yeah. I mean, 3 years ago when I first read Twilight, I've probably read 50 or 60 books now.
Right.
And I mean, it's my life now.
Okay, so there you go. So now you're happy. See, the thing is, right, it did bring you happiness, and that's a good thing, you know. I mean, it does. You know, you found what you wanted to do, and now you just keep doing it. So that's a good thing. Now, one more person we're going to bring on, Kathy. Hello, Kathy. There you are.
I'm here.
And like a regular, you're a regular on the show. You sell a ton of books, and I know, and you want to, you know, talk about, you're getting good at this now. You're on Joanne's show. you're getting out there. So tell us a little bit about yourself and the books that you do, and then we'll all join in.
I write erotica, contemporary romance, and I also write a series of paranormal contemporary romance as well. I haven't been writing very long either, just about less than 3 years, and I am having the time of my life. And I met Charlotte on Facebook when we were first starting out, and without her, I wouldn't be published. She's just been awesome. She is the best.
And how did you meet? You met online, though. You met in the chat rooms, or how?
We kept making comments on one another's posts.
Oh, all right. That's a good thing. Okay, that's a good thing. Well, then it works good, then, I guess. Yeah, because you wonder. I mean, a lot of people don't really know what comments that they're supposed to make sometimes. But, and you know, on Facebook, when you make a comment, sometimes you just write like, but sometimes that is how you meet people. Because then, like, if somebody comments on something, then sometimes I look them up and I see who they are, and that's what happens, I think. It's like a round robin, how it just goes like that, which is a good thing.
Exactly. We've been really, really good friends. I mean, we cry with one another. We encourage one another. And that's what you need. You need a partner like that that you can just say, I'm really having a bad day, and she's good.
So I feel that's one of the things I said. And Denise is going to have a book out eventually, right, Denise?
Yeah, eventually.
Okay, there you go. She does. Actually, Denise is doing reviews, and which is a good thing. Actually, she's on my children's book, My No Clues, No Shoes. She did the first page inside a review for me, and she's done reviews for a lot of people. And you're still doing them, right, Denise? Or,
yes, there I am.
And they can send them to you. Do you want to give them your website so people can send so you can review their books?
Yeah, that's fine. Or I can give them my email address. Even it's just writing and the number 2, inspire@yahoo.com. Yeah.
That's good.
I'm enjoying that, too, enjoying reading other people's work right now.
And Denise is also going to have
writing,
a show on
that
Blog
was
Talk,
writing
right?
To Inspire.
Yes.
Writing 2, inspire@yahoo.com.
And Denise, you're going to have a show eventually soon, once a month, right? An inspirational show. I always said she could, you know, she would want to do it, and she does want to do it now. So that's a good thing, right, Denise? I think it's good.
Yeah, well, you got my first after.
Yeah, okay,
here.
Good. Good. There you go. I think that's what we all do for each other. And I think, you know, I was in the Red River Writers first, and now I'm in the World of Ink, which Virginia and I, you know, that's our radio, you know, that's what we do now with the radio station. With Blog Talk, we are World of Ink, but I still have my Red River radio, you know, friends, and we all do this for each other, you know. And I think that that's why the World Castle, one of the reasons I wanted to have all you girls on today is because how supportive everybody is of each other. And this is really like not a selfish group at all, because everybody is trying to help everybody, and that's really good because we're all like happy that we're doing this. And so, I mean, I think, you know, for people listening out there, all of us believe that you got to keep trying, you know, you got to keep writing, and it does get better. You know, Joanne, you talk about this on your show too, you know, a lot of times, you know, for people, and that's why you're just saying you let people read, you know, you're reading things from them, and it's a good thing. I mean, all of these things now are so helpful. Wouldn't you agree, girls? I mean, you know, whoever wants to talk about this.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I have a lot of, like I said, number one, I have a lot of fun with my show. But the other thing is that I have learned so much from so many different people. That have come on my show, and I'm not talking, you know, just the good close friends that I've made.
Right.
But I'm talking the like the show that I do with Jack Remick every other Tuesday. We do Writer Tip Tuesday, and his tips have been so important to my writing.
Because everybody needs that, right? I think if people really listen, that's what I keep saying to people: listen to the shows, listen to the people. Because honestly, this is where I'm getting. I mean, after all, I've done this for like 18 years, but I've never had such good information as like in the last 2 years since I've been doing the radio shows. I mean, this is where there's so much information. Everybody's so honest, and you know that there's other people out there with the same problems that you have. You know. And that's a good thing for each other.
It totally helps me polish, like with Solace Light. one of the words that came from the people that critiqued it was, you know, beautiful story, gave me the chills, need some polishing. Well, truth be told, I didn't really understand what that word meant. And then I was talking to Jack about it, and he said, well, send it over, and I'll take a look at it. And so he did. He literally sat there with me, I think, for about a good 2 hours talking about different things that make, and we didn't just talk about Soulless Light. We talked about all kinds of different things, like from his book Blood and so on and so forth, and some examples that he gave me from his first draft to what ended up being published.
And that's right.
Seeing all of that and walking through that process really gave me a really good understanding as to what polishing is all about. And you know, people always say, well, I'm not selling. And I gotta say that to me, as long as you put the story first and you write a good story, word of mouth is gonna spread, you know. And I know you guys are talented. I've read your work. So I don't really have too many doubts about the word of mouth spreading about your work. I just don't. So, you know, I don't know what to say about all that, except that I honestly feel like you guys are going to be successful. That's how I feel about it.
I think a lot of people, if they stay in this, yes, and that's the whole thing, they don't stay in it. Now, Kathy, you know, I've said this before, and I actually, in my head, always think that you're, like, working on six things at one time. And actually, I used to think that wasn't possible, but actually, I think it's good in lots of ways, because I'm actually going to start to do that, because this way, instead of just some days you might not want to work on one thing, you might want to work on another.
Oh, yeah.
So
right.
I think that might work.
I actually work on six books at one time.
Yeah, I know. And I've been thinking since the first time you
Kathy,
mentioned it.
Kathy, it blows my mind.
I know.
That's crazy. No idea how she's able to keep six novels in her head straight. And I have thought about this. I have literally thought, wow, you know, I can do this with short stories. I wonder if I can do it with novels. Oh, hell no.
It blows my mind. Right. See, it does stick out in everybody's mind.
Freaking love
her. I know that she's doing this, but, you know, honestly, I guess I can actually see this now, because I really couldn't before, because I always used to work on as many things. I like to do 50 things at one time. However, when I write, I pick one project. But then maybe on one day you'd rather write something else, or something else comes to mind and you just get stuck in a certain place. This way you just keep going. I think that's what Kathy probably does. Is that right, Kathy? That's probably what happens. You just keep going.
Right. I mean... And most of the time, I don't even know what I'm going to write when I sit down. I just sit, well, all the time. I have no idea what I'm writing most of the time.
Yeah.
But I do have fun at it. And, like, I'm...
Right. That's right. kind of like the show. We don't know exactly what we're going to talk about. We just kind of go for it.
Oh, my God.
And somehow I get through this. We go through the show and go,
well, Charlotte
oh, okay.
and I were talking before the show tonight, and she was deaf. We were talking about... the Grant Brothers series that I have come out, and Spencer just come out this week, and I said, well, you know, I know what Byron's about because I had to do edits on it, but I have no idea what Jamie and Damon are about. She goes, and so she started giving me clues, and I go, you know, that sounds like a really good story.
well, that would go back to your library story. That was the best one that you told. You know the one where, you know the library story, that when you were reading a book?
I was at the library, I was reading it on my computer, and I don't know why I only had a partial book on my computer, but it was like I didn't have anything to do, so I was reading a book on my computer, and I was really getting into this story. And right at the end of the story, I had to go home, and so I was trying to figure out who the author was, and I was the author. I had no idea.
Oh,
well,
my God.
Okay.
That's kind of cool, actually.
Yes.
Hey, I gotta ask
What's
a
that?
Question here. Marsha, where's the chat room?
Oh, okay. Denise. Now are you on it through Facebook? Are you on it through Facebook? Because
no,
I can
no,
see
I just,
it from
I'm
if you
on
go on
walk
through
talk.
The link. Denise,
no.
Isn't it when they go on through the link of Facebook?
Oh, okay. I'm so
All right, now go on. Are you on Facebook? If you're on Facebook,
okay,
and you click the link to the show, like scroll down, the chat room should be there. Is it?
I'm so lame.
See, sometimes I don't go on. Sometimes I don't go on the chat room because, I did. I can go on today because Denise, are you on the phone? Just because I don't want to, because I don't lose anything then. So let me see. Denise, is the chat room open?
Oh yeah, there it is. Oh hello. I must have came in like way too early.
Oh yeah, it's not. Oh, you have to open it. You have to open it. Right. You have to open it. When the show goes on, it opens.
Oh, it does.
And then, and then after the show, it's over, the chat room, it goes goodbye. I don't know why. You can't see it afterwards once it's gone, I think. Once the show is over, it's, like, disappeared.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't usually do the chat room too much. Right, I don't do the chat room too much. I just stay where I am because I'm used to not. If I touch, I'm afraid I'll touch something and I'll be off the air. So I just kind of. But now it doesn't matter.
Oh, no, I fully get that 100%.
Yeah, you do. All right, good. Well, we all get each other. And I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, so whatever. But we understand it. Right, because. But actually, Kathy's been on a show when we have lost the show, some of the people on the show. So we try not to. And I don't want to freak Denise out by me getting off the show. Right, Denise, you'll love that if I'm off.
So live radio.
Yeah, it's live. Well, yours is live. But see, in yours, you like on Shark Radio, what happens is you can put on music at any time, right? And then it's just there.
Oh, no. If I lose my connection, my internet connection, which I did one time, I my internet completely crashed. And I'm sitting there going, oh, my God, I had to restart my whole computer and get everything brought back up. And luckily, before it completely crashed, I was smart and I put on the auto DJ because right afterwards, it completely just crashed.
I know.
You don't get anything.
And we all get, because it is internet-based. Ours, yours is different. You don't have the same things as we are because we're internet-based. But you have the mixer at your house. You have that going at your house.
Oh, yeah.
You got the whole thing.
Yeah, I dig it, though. I'm telling you. There is nothing like it to me. And I know you feel the same way because you've been doing your show for a long time.
I know, and I've been doing it. Yeah, but you know what? And I do a lot of shows. I probably do many shows, but I do a lot of shows, because I can't, I keep thinking, oh, this is a good topic and that is a good topic. But I'll tell you, this is one topic we need to really talk about is the PR. Okay. Now,
PR,
we are all, on our show that Virginia and I have on Fridays, what's success like, and actually what is success. And we had on Friday, actually a Canadian author, and she does, her name is Joanne Vandermeulen. And she was talking about, marketing in a very inexpensive way to really get out there. I'm trying it, and I'm going to try
cool.
it and see how it works. But the truth is, I don't know because we're all out there and a lot of people, are selling books. Some aren't selling books. It's hard to say because there's so many writers out there now, and we're all promoting. And I'm not sure exactly how many people are, tired of watching all of us. And because it's very exciting, though, to see how many people are out there, but it's also everybody's getting emails from it. I don't know. How do you feel about that, Charlotte? Do you have any feelings on
that? Well, I think that we do a lot, and I say that because I know I do a lot.
Right.
And it gets a little
overwhelming. You're the queen. Right. You're the queen. Right.
She is the queen. Not quite, but I mean, I have to wonder if we're doing something right, because one of the authors at World Castle actually became a bestseller today. And she was in the number one spot above Hunger Games, Harry Potter, Twilight. She was above all of them.
Is that Michelle? You're talking about Michelle?
Yeah.
Nicole, all right.
So, I mean, I think that we're doing something right, but I think that we have to find a better way of doing it because it's just too much.
Yeah. Because yeah. I think we probably need some sleep. We probably need sleep is what we are. We're all sleep deprived.
Charlotte, yeah, I have something for you. I do. I have something for you. I have something for all you guys.
Okay.
Oh, you guys are going to love me. okay, I want you guys to all go to, when the show's over, twitteradder.com. This program will cost you $50, but you can
What's
set
it called,
this up
Twitter?
Where you're not, yeah, Twitter Adder.
Adder.
It's called, the exact word for it is Tweet Adder. So it's TweetAdder. This thing is so cool. You
oh,
can
Twit Adder. Okay,
just,
well, there.
Yeah.
There.
You set this
it
up,
here,
and it follows people that you want to follow. It unfollows people that don't follow you back, or you can set this up to where here's the tweets I want for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and you can set it up once a week. It takes like 30 minutes to do that, and that's it, and you don't have to mess with Twitter at all anymore. And I'm
wow.
loving this. And, yeah, because, you know, I mean, then all you got to do is just, that, like, kills how much time, you know, throughout
yeah.
the week. So
because
that's
really everybody's supposed to be writing. You know, that's, like, the number one thing that
I know, right?
You know, right, we're all supposed to be writing, which is what we did before. And but at night, I notice, you know, and I'll say to myself, okay, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going on, and I'm just, and then all of a sudden I go, well, you know, I forgot to do this, I forgot to do that. And once I get on, then I just, this one, I have a message from this one and that one, and, you know, and then I'm thinking, okay, what show am I going to do next? And that's completely, like, wrong. It's wrong. I mean, according to books that I've been reading, I mean, I'm not a big avid reader of how-to books, but I read this John Locke's book, and I loved it, but you have to keep writing, not marketing, writing. Because then if you keep writing, your marketing gets less and less because people will be looking for your books, hopefully.
Right. And
you know.
And that's why I said that I think if you
yeah.
just concentrate and focus on putting a good product out there, you know, a good story first, then, I mean, it may take a couple of years, but word of mouth builds, your fan base builds, people who enjoy your stories
right.
build. And as long as you just keep going with that, you know, I mean, Rome wasn't built in a day.
Right.
Just,
now,
just
Kathy, you have good sales. Now,
door,
Kathy does has good sales. Now, Kathy, do you do a lot of PR?
Not as much as I should, but, yeah, I do. I work in a place where there are a tremendous amount of women, and they actually hunt me down to find out what's coming out next.
Really?
And that helps
yeah.
a lot, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, how did you, like, when you first started, what did you do, how did you start your PR, though? I mean, what kind of campaign did you start at the beginning when you just started doing this? Because you
Most of it, like, everything, word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Yeah, and then
yeah,
Facebook.
Right.
I think
Kathy's
yeah.
right. Like, word of mouth is the most valuable tool
yeah.
ever. You know,
right.
because if one person likes it, they'll tell, you know, one or two people. But if they hate something, they're going to tell everybody.
Right.
So if
yeah.
they
exactly.
like it, then you can be sure that they're going to tell at least between one and three people. So as long as you do to the best of your ability and you work well
right.
with your editor and your publisher, you know, I mean,
yeah.
I just don't think you can go wrong.
Right.
Because
I think it's probably better to just think of it that way and stop thinking of how much you're doing as to what value it's doing for you and that the books are good so people do want to read your books because it's all well and good to be doing, you know, Twitter and everything all day long, but if your books aren't good, this is not a good thing. This is not going to
right,
help.
Right, because,
you know,
think about it. How much crap is out there? I mean, they made
yeah,
Dude,
yeah.
Where's My Car into a freaking
yeah.
movie. Really?
I go to movies every weekend because I'm a screenplay writer also. And the truth, like, my husband and I will go to a movie and we'll go, like, I do not even believe this got made. But a lot of movies get made because it's about money. It's about money. Money. If they have the money to make the movie,
right
it gets done.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, really a thing. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we'll watch, I like to listen to, you know, the people when they walk out and hear them, you know, what they have to say. And a lot of times when they say nothing, it's not a good, I mean, they're just like walking out and they're just aggravated. But, you know, sometimes at the end, you know, people will be clapping, you know, and that's a good thing. So I like to see the reaction.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I still go to movies. But, you know, it is expensive these days, and people are not going to movies like they did before. So, you know, that's a problem, you know. But they say people are going to movies, but I don't know. I've been to a lot of times. I've been there to the theater, and there's not a lot of people in the show at all, you know. And so I don't know where their numbers are, but it's and Chicago's a pretty big place. But it doesn't.
Right.
It doesn't seem like, you know, like you would go to a movie and people are like standing in line. They are for the kids' movies. They're standing in line. Those animated movies,
yeah,
and those
are
the ones
huge.
That make money. Yeah, yeah. You know, and I just think, you know, it's probably just a statement of our times, and I hopefully it'll get better. I mean, you know, and as far as like now e-books, this is another big thing, you know, and there's an article in the Sun Times today that the sales numbers are doing great on e-books now. I mean, it's here to stay. It's not going anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
It's a huge thing. Anybody want to, you know, talk about that a little, or Charlotte or Kathy, how you feel about the e-books? It's just a rise now. I mean, it's just the way it's going for all of us.
I love
e-books. It's convenient, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you
yeah.
can take 50 books with you somewhere as opposed to just being able to carry around one before.
Right, right, yeah. That's true. And, you know, people that travel a lot, that's, you know, really what they've been saying on the show is what they do is they just, you know, pick out the books they want. And they don't have to, you know, weigh it. When you go on a plane, if you have to weigh it, I mean, books are heavy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you know what's really cool is that on your smartphone, you can literally have a little Twitter or a little Kindle app on there, and you can read all the books you want. I love my phone.
Yeah.
I can do everything on it. It's like a little mini computer. It's the coolest thing in the world.
Well, yeah, you know what? I keep, you know, first, you know, now I have a phone that I don't love my phone that much because I did have the Android, and the Android got all screwed up, so, like, I'm on, like, punishment now, so I didn't want to spend, because every time you have to do something, you have to spend, like, $200-$300 every time you need a phone. So I decided, well, all right, now I don't have, so I don't even love my phone. I'm not saying which one it is, but it's not great. And it's always an upgrade, and that is really bad because we spend a lot on our phone bills, and it's unbelievable that, you know, you have to keep upgrading with money for a new phone even after you've just got a phone and the phone doesn't work, and then you get something else and they make you feel like, oh, it's your fault, but it really isn't. And that's a problem. I know I have an iPad which I love to read the books on, and I really do. It's like I didn't think at first I would, and I love it now because if I just feel like getting a book, I just get it, you know. And I think you could do it at all hours of the night, which is a good thing for all of us. That
oh,
are
yeah,
every
totally.
Minute. Yeah.
And
they're
least
know,
expensive,
that,
too.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah they yeah. are less expensive. And I like that, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
it
may not
yeah,
seem
a lot
like
of books are $10,
a good thing
11,
because
right.
It may not seem like a good thing because, you know, for us lowly writers out there who are just trying to make a nickel and dime off of what we make, it's not that much. But those add up, you know? And if you can sell literally 10 e-books a day, and you're getting, let's say, we'll take a nice round number, 50%, because that's so much easier to do the math on.
Right.
You know, at two bucks a book, you know, that's like what 10? That's like $20 a day that you've made. You know, that's not bad.
Nope.
So, I mean, e-books are awesome because, like I said, I mean, there's an app on my phone, so I can take a book anywhere I go.
And I think people can now read it on the computer, too. You can read it on the computer. You can read it anything you have, like anything, you know, and that's a good thing. So I think that, you know, this is good for everybody, and I think that's why, you know, especially for, you know, Karen, to start this whole company, and it's, you know, it really takes a lot of guts to do what she did, and I think that's why keep talking about it, because I think it's really a brave thing to do, and that's why, you know, she's got one, and there's also Dancing with Bear Publishers, which is Ree McGahey, and she has done that. And I think that this is, in the market, it's really going to help a lot of new authors because they're going to get out there, and people are going to see that they do have good books, and then these smaller publishers are going to become much more important. And I think this is good because everybody can't be published at random. You know, they don't publish as many books. I mean, look how many authors they are. And so now people are at least getting the chance to publish and having people read their books. And that's a really good thing.
The other thing is that literally it costs tens of thousands of dollars to put out one book, one novel. And when you take a look at that, at the amount that it costs to do that, and that includes the PR and yada, 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 and this is what the bigger houses go through. To me, starting out, because we don't know, you know, us being new writers, up-and-coming writers, we don't really have a grasp on the way the industry works. To me, it is better to start out with, even though it's a smaller company, I can go to Karen any time of the day and say, hey, Karen, what do I do for this? How do I do this? You know, what do you need me to do? How do I, you know, or ask her any questions that I need to ask, and she's going to answer it, and she's going to be happy to answer it. And I just don't think that you're going to get that with some of the bigger companies, because you're like, what, 1 in 10,000 people that they have on their client list?
Well, the bigger companies have cut staff, because this I do know. They have cut staff, and, you know, and that's why people are, you know, submissions. I don't think a lot of people's submissions even got read. I just think they just can't take them. And it's really, that's why I've always said it's not really a reflection if your book is good or not. If you get rejected, they just can't take them. I mean, you know, and I think a lot of people stop writing because they feel like, oh, I can't write anymore. I can't write because I was rejected. Well, that isn't good enough anymore to say that, because you could just keep going on. They may never have read your book.
Right.
Or even
you may have been in the slush pile. The easiest thing in the world for the editors to say is no. Also with the smaller companies, they're looking to build their companies, so they're actually going to take the time to read it.
Yeah, I think that's right.
You know?
Denise, did you want to ask any questions? Or Denise? Hello?
Here?
I don't know if she might. I hope she didn't get kicked off. Oh, my God. You know, but all right. You know, what Denise does is a good thing, though, but I'm going to say what she does. She might be not. I hope she didn't get. Let me just see something. But the thing is, Denise, are you on? I don't know. All right. Anyway, what Denise does is what she calls like a cleanup. And this is really an important thing, because I think, you know, I've sent some people to her. And the initial, after you write the book initially, you know, all of us, you know, you repeat things and you have more commas than you need and everything. So she does the first cleanup, not the editing, not the final editing that you need as an editor. But I think that's one of the things that she does that I like, because I have, you know, I haven't done a book that she's done yet, but I will probably use her, because I think that's a great idea. She looks at it and sees how many times you've said the same thing. This happens to writers, you know, and so it's really an important thing that people realize that the editing matters. And, you know, and to Karen, I know at World Castle, she's very adamant about what she expects, you know. And, you know, we're all saying, yeah, we got published, but we just didn't get published because she felt sorry for us, you know, and put us out there. She did it because she liked what, you know, we did, and which is a good thing, you know. So I want people to understand that even if it's a small publisher, I mean, she knows what she wants. She doesn't just take everybody, and she's picking people that actually she likes and thinks will have a future. And she's very careful about who she chooses, you know. And so that's
right. That's
something, you know, that people don't, you know, you just, if you're going to get published, it's going to be with someone that cares. And they're random. I mean, just the same thing, because she wants it edited right, formatted right, you know, and make sure the copyright and make sure that, you know, everything is right. And so a lot of people that are writing just, you know, unfortunately, they think every word that they say is exactly right. And it's not. You need editors, and you need someone to say, you know what, that line doesn't work. This is no good, or, you know, you need to change it.
Someone,
and so I think that's an important thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's a really important thing, you know. I know that everybody does find mistakes. You know, that's one of the other things, though. People just find mistakes now in, like, they'll look at something and they'll go, oh, there's, you know, a typo. Well, one of the things is you can't get that crazy about it, because everybody has typos, no matter who publishes you.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Kathy?
Yes.
Kathy? Now, when you have your books, who edits them for you? You have them edited, right? You just don't. You just don't. They just don't turn out perfect,
well,
right?
Well, you wouldn't want to see them before an editor gets a hold of them.
All right. So right. So everything is edited. So what kind of
right.
process is that for you? I mean, do you like? Do you get nervous when you go to an editor or when they're starting to cut and take off parts of what you like?
No, because Brianna does mine, and she's done
mm-hmm.
all of mine from the very beginning, and I love her. She makes funny comments in the side. She makes suggestions. Like a couple of times I've said, I'm not really comfortable with taking that out because this is going to work here, and it works in another, you know, because I'm writing all of the stories at the same time, so I know what I need to put in these books and what's going to show up more in the next book. And she's great about it. She makes suggestions, but she doesn't make demands. She's never been like that. I think that's Karen's whole thing is when she has editors, they all work together, and it's fun. I look forward. Like, Byron is supposed to be back to me by the middle of this month, and I'm excited about getting it from her so I can get her comments and her ideas from her.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's not like that with every editor.
Yeah.
Well,
see,
I know
for
that
me,
with
right.
Beth, it was an amazing experience. I mean, we went through, I had not gone through that part of the process at all, and she walked me through it like I was a newbie in school, and I loved it. I was like, oh, my God, thank you so much. Because, and at no point in time did I ever feel like I was bothering her with any of my questions as far as what I needed to do next and things like that. And she was really straightforward with me on things to make it better and to polish it even more. So.
Yeah. Right, because like I know sometimes when my book was first edited, Jeff Fleischer does my editing. He's been on my shows. He's an editor, and that is his job for a living, and he's great. I mean, you know, and so, but I would say to him, did I say that? He goes, yes, you did. You know, because they just sometimes put it in some way that sounds maybe a little better than what you, but using the same wording and not changing the storyline. He doesn't do that. You know, changing the storyline. And even in one sentence, as writers we know, changes sometimes the whole story as to what's going to happen. You know, I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but one paragraph that is off, you know, the subject, it's not a good thing because you're going a certain way, but if somebody puts something in, like even when I do a screenplay, if somebody changed one line, that could change the whole screenplay because everything else goes after that. And it's almost changing the character, something that they would say that they don't say, you know. And you have to be really careful of that. You know, this it all sounds like it's like 1, 2, 3, but we know as writers, it's not that 1, 2, 3. It's, you know, there's a lot of work involved in it. And I mean, I've sometimes changed one sentence and worked on one sentence in a screenplay. Like, so, I mean, I've done it like 16 times just to make sure that the words fit right out of the person that's saying, you know, what happened. You know, and so I think that when somebody changes something, you better have a good editor that changes it, that keeps it close to what you have in mind, not redoes their story for you.
I really like my editor because with me being Canadian and writing my story taking place in the U.S., things are different and they're said different up here than they are down there, and she was great in helping me. Like, I mean, we say university, not college, you know, so
yep,
she made
right.
sure that all of those were correct terminology for America rather
right.
than Canada.
Right. Well, right, yeah, because Canadian. Right. And also when, you know, over the years, like, you know, I've noticed that a lot of times there's a lot of companies in Canada that will only take Canadian writers.
Mm-hmm.
They say that in the, you know, in the publishing book, you know. They just say we take Canadian writers. That's it.
Well,
we
have a lot of writing grants and awards up here, but you have to be a Canadian writer. You have to be through a Canadian publisher. You have to be through a Canadian aid. Like everything has
yeah.
to be Canadian to qualify
yeah.
for all of these.
Right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think publishing houses and writers alike are trying to keep everything within Canada so they can qualify for these government grants.
Yeah, 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 which is a good thing. I'm watching you. I usually don't go on the chat, but I'm like looking here, thinking, okay, all right. So let's Let's just talk about this for a minute. You know, I'm always afraid I'm going to get kicked off. Okay, here we go here. It says, wait a minute. Now, okay. Kathy, are you there, Kathy? Now, that's not really true, though, because you do have a style, because you couldn't be doing all these books and making money and actually selling books if you have no style. You do. It's your style. It's not no style. You know, because it just doesn't get on the page without coming from your head, right? I mean, that is what writers do, right? They, you know, it's part of you. So I think.
Yep. I told her I have no style, and I said, yeah, but smut's not a style. That's a job.
I know. That's right. But, you know, I'm going to tell you something. Everybody knows how I've said this many times. I've had a lot of romance writers on, and honestly, they're such fun. I mean, because romance writers, you know, a lot of them are selling a lot of books, and they're enjoying it, you know, and there's a huge market. That's a huge market. So we can't, you know, and it's fun for people because there's so much stress in this world that this way they kind of feel better. You know, it's kind of like an easier way to, you know, just enjoy and sit back and relax. Which I'm not sure any of us actually can do, but I'm talking about other people out there, the people that might be
listening. One thing I like about Kathy's stories is things are written like real life. I mean, her characters have stresses,
right.
Have issues, have major problems.
Yeah,
and
no, it's true.
It all ends up happy, and you're like, oh, and you fall in love with the character. Well, most of the characters. Nicholas is kind of an exception. But you fall in love
no,
with these characters.
Nicholas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
Yeah,
I think that.
Well,
that's
how she described it on my show too. He's a character
right.
You love to hate, and I think those are fun to write. It's like, you know, I think that's what draws me into horror, because I can make my bad guys be as twisted and mean and yada yada as I want to, you know, and they're fun
and they're
because. Are you really going to walk into a gas station at any point in time and start blowing people's heads off? No, but have you thought about it when they're all being idiots? Yes.
No.
No.
I want to do that to my car dealership.
No.
Well, not literally.
It's true, though. It's much more like when you do.
You can take it to the next level.
Right, when you're doing witches, vampires, you know, they have their life of their own, and they can do whatever they want, honestly. You know, because I did a horror screenplay, and Jeff Fleischer and I did a horror screenplay, and the truth is, right, I mean, when there's nothing, when you figure there's something you need to get done, you have to just either kill someone off or do something. I mean, and that's a freedom that you don't have in a lot of books, you know, and you just kind of do it. You know, that's what horror writers do, and it's hard, like, sometimes to write comedy because, you know, then you got to really think a lot. Like, when we did our horror story, because I do write romantic comedy, I would say to Jeff, I'd say, okay, we need to do this. He goes, no, this is not a romantic comedy. We have to do this. You know, and for me, I didn't kind of connect to the people as I do in all my other stories, but horror and those kind of, you don't have to connect as much. And that was difficult for me because I wanted to connect to them, and I didn't, you know, like I should have, you know, like with my other characters, but that's a different market. And that's why you can keep, the people are very successful at what they do because you have a lot of leeway when you do that kind of writing that you don't with other writing.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean,
just do what
you
want.
I don't know. I think that for me, I just like to push the boundaries on what's expected. I mean, if you think about it, if you're going for love, how much love are you going for? You know, what kind of love is it? And if you're going for horror, you know, what kind of horror are you going for? Are you going for the psychological thriller? If you can't freak someone out, are you trying to gross them out? If you can't gross them out, are you just going to give them the chills? You know, I mean, there's so many different levels to the human emotions.
And there's a lot of freedom. There is a lot of freedom in that.
Yeah, and you can.
It is. It's a lot of freedom. And romance writers also, you know, it's funny because, like, I know in my story, you know, Kathy goes levels, you know, 1 to 5, I think it is. And if it's hot, I think, Kathy, is that right? Certain levels?
Right.
I just only got to level 1. I couldn't get to 5 there. You know, but I think you have to keep doing. I mean, on your first book, did you get to level 5?
No. I think the furthest I've been, I think Spencer was a 3 or a 4.
Okay. All right. So you never got to 5. Either that. Okay. Right. Because it is, you know, because I think, oh, you know, you add, you know, because I've, you know, I've read several, you know, the erotic ones, kind of them, but see, that's one of the things that we talked about another time on one of the shows, is that it really isn't what people think. You know, we're laughing when we're saying about erotica, but the truth is it does have a story. These have stories and plots, you know, because I think you just said that, Joanne, there are stories. These are people. And, you know, that you're writing about, and they just have hot, sexy scenes, but they also have a life. They do other things, right? I mean, is that...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I think that also, and this was on my show today with Jack, he said that every story is a love story, and when you break it down and you think about it, it really is. I mean, it doesn't have to necessarily be like... oh, I'm so in love with you and I want to screw your brains out and drop in the bed. That kind of love, you know. But it love as in like the love between friends or the love of an animal or the love of a vehicle or the, you know, I mean the very, very definite, the very word love, the little four-letter bastard itself is filled with so many different levels.
Yeah, no, I do agree with that. I really do, you know, right.
That I think is
I do. And I'm seeing that right here. Charlotte said, okay, you have a bratty little sister, right, in the book? Here?
Yep.
Okay. So you're saying that somebody hated your character.
Yeah. She said that I did a really good job of making her hate the character, that she's never had a writer do that before.
Okay.
So.
You know, that's an emotion. See, I think, you know, the truth is when you get an emotion out of somebody, whether it's hate, love, or whatever, that means that you've got to them in some way. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
agree. I actually had some really cool compliments on Soul with Light. I was told by Robin Sweetwell Ramsey that I gave her the chills, and I was told by... what was the name of the other person that I made her cry, and I was like, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to make you cry. But it was such a cool compliment on both ends.
Right. You know what? And it is true,
so,
because, like, Karen, when she read my book, you know, Feel the Passion, she went, like, you know, when she took the book, she takes the book, she reads it, but then when she's editing it, she, you know, when she's formatting it, she says, I cried. I go, good. That's a good thing. I mean, like, because there was a response there, and it's true. There are some, you know, sad parts, but, you know, all in all, it does work out in a way that's okay for everybody. But it, you know, it brought an emotion to her that was, you know, that I said, oh, yeah, that's a good thing. Because I actually wrote, when I wrote the book, I was crying. And it was, because I did, you know, and because I did work. There's, you know, some challenged people. Pardon? Hello?
Oh, no, I'm still here. Hello?
Oh, okay. No, so I, you know, and there were, you know, it was developmental, you know, issues, and, you know, I'm a Down syndrome child, and I went to work, you know, there's a place in Chicago that I went to work, and I donated some time, and I wanted to feel what was in the book, and I did, you know, and that was one of my first stories that I ever did, and then I redid, and, you know, I felt the emotion because I actually wanted to see what people, how to get there, you know, and that helped a lot, you know, for me to go into that situation to make my book have some feeling. I wanted to really know what it felt like, and I did. And so, you know, a lot of times writers do different things to get to different places, you know, and if you get emotions, like I just said before, it's a good thing for people because writers, you know, we're all talking about this, but we are at a certain place when we're writing a book, you know, and you get to that place and you hope that people will get to the place you got when you wrote it. You know, it's
well, I think that the one really cool thing about doing all of this literally is just this can sound really lame, but for me it's literally just like getting that surprise in a story that, oh my God, I didn't know that was going to happen, you know. And that is the driving force behind
I think you get to the place where you didn't think you could go and you're satisfied with that. You get that aha
exactly.
moment, like you get, yeah, and
that,
you know,
Or when you're finally getting that final polish done and you sit there and you're reading through it and you're like, wow, I wrote that?
Yeah.
Who was I channeling?
Kathy's been there channeling that person because Kathy was there. She didn't know where she was. You know, and I actually agree on this, too, because, you know, sometimes I've read something that I read a long time, that I wrote a long time ago, and I try to figure out where I was at that time mentally to write that, because you're not always at the same place, you know, and when you are writing, you are at a different place sometimes, you know, and when you're done writing some days, you almost feel like you were in that world, or you should feel like somewhere you were there to make your character stand out. You know, we all kid around about this, but we do feel that when we're writing it. After, you know, when you do have that moment when you go, oh, it worked out. Really, thank goodness, you know. Because sometimes you don't know. Like, Kathy, I do, I don't really always know my ending. And if I rewrite something, I change the ending. Otherwise, I'm going to not be having fun doing it. So I think that's probably why Kathy does it.
I changed the list like about 5 or 6 times. I just was like, nah, wrong ending, not wrong ending.
So we all get to that place. I think we get there, you know, some way. You know, and sometimes when you don't think you can get there and you finish it, that's like a really great feeling, like, oh, my God, I've got it. I've got it, you know, because you can't get the right, you know, you can't just get where you want to go just by snapping your fingers. It does take time, you know, mentally.
Oh, I know,
you know?
Right?
Yeah, and, you know, as we all sound like, we're, you know, it's all fun and games. Sure. We all know that this is a hard thing to do, and when we get there, it's a good thing. We don't want to scare Denise off, right, Denise? We don't want to scare you that you won't write. But, I mean, it is fun for all of us. I think, you know, even that we're laughing about it all, but we do have fun doing it. You know, I think we all agree.
Oh, my God.
Every writer, yeah, that's a great. And if you don't, it's a shame because it should be fun, you know, because certainly we're not making a lot of money to have such fun. It's not like millions here. You know.
I know, right?
You know, we could say like, oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't, you know, it isn't always about money. It's about really, that's what our show, like Virginia and I have the show, you know, what is success? The truth, it isn't about money. It's about really feeling happy with what you did. And when you end up at the end of the story and you go, this is, you know, I'm satisfied.
Oh.
Which, it's hard for us to get satisfied, no matter how we kid around. It's not that easy to get there, you know, and we get there. You know, and I think that's one of the things that is important. Charlotte, are you here, Charlotte?
I'm here.
Now, what's your next, you know, because I put in 2 hours, you know, I put in a certain amount of time, but I don't want everybody here for like 2 hours and being exhausted because it's late for some people. Like, what is your next project?
Well, right now I'm just working on revisions for book 3 in the Embrace series, Mystic Embrace. And I'm hoping to be done them tonight and get them back off to Karen. And then she has requested that I do a fourth book.
I've seen your writing grow from book 1 to book 2, and it's freaking phenomenal. It's been a pleasure watching that.
Exactly.
Is that Kathy talking?
Is that Kathy or Joanne? Who was talking?
Oh, I'm sorry. That was me, Joanne.
All right, that's okay. All right, no, I just didn't
Kathy
know.
Says the same thing.
Okay, good.
So, can I, you know what, I have to do a little shout out for a friend of mine. He's my little cheerleader, Alex. He's listening to us right now, and he asked me to give him a shout out. So, hi, Alex.
Hello, Alex. Hi. Hi, Alex. Is Alex right?
You know what, Alex is 17, and we used to work together at the bookstore, and he's helping me, and he's helping me promote my book and trying to get the word out for it because he's still there and he works in the teen section. So
that's great. See, the teen books are good. Teen books are very good. The young adult market is a good market.
Well,
you know,
I'm hoping so.
Oh, I think it is. I think it is. All right. So, Joanne?
What Charlotte's book, though, is really cool because you can, it's not just a young adult. It's a, like a multi-level. Anybody could read them and enjoy them. I have.
Yeah. Right. That was Kathy, right?
No.
Right.
Yeah,
that
was
Kathy.
Hello, Kathy. I just thought maybe you're chatting and not wanting to talk on the show.
I can multitask.
Yes, we all do that, right, multitask. I'm not sure if I could do I used to be able to do that more. I'm just like, you know, now it's like I feel like it's just one big Facebook, Twitter, my life. You know, and then I'm going like, well, what time is it? Is it Eastern standard, central, because, you know, we're all in different times. Can I call this person because is it too late? Is it too early in the morning? You know, and it's like, you know, you got to write down actually where everybody lives. So you go like, well, is it not 6 o'clock in the morning there? You don't want to wake them up when it's like 10, you know, where you are. You know, because we are all different places, you know. And that's what's good about this, because we've all met each other in different places, and we are different but the same. You know, we all have the same goals as far as, you know, how we all love writing, you know, and this is really important to all of us. And Kathy, how many books do you have going tonight?
When you get to writing?
Seven.
The better question is, how many words have you written since we've been live on the air?
That is true. Oh, my God, yes, she does that, and it's not just me that she's done it to.
Are you serious? Are you doing that, honestly? Oh, my God.
Yes.
Really?
It's like 5,000 words the last show we were on.
4,600.
I really need, I know, we all need to just keep writing like that. I mean, honestly, I know that one of my problems lately is trying to, you know, because I am, you know, doing the radio shows, and it really, you know, is a lot of preparation. Even though I don't have exact questions, I try to know my guests and what they're doing. So, I mean, and it does take time, but I really love it. But then I also know in my heart I have to write more, you know, and that's one of the things that's important for all of us, is we have to write more. And I think the PR, I think, Joanne, you're right, it will come. You know, I really think that's, as we write more books, people will be finding out. And I think that's probably the answer that, you know, is a good answer to give people, is what they can do is keep writing and want to do the best stories that we can all do. And I think that's a good thing. And find a market, you know, that you like, that you're happy in. You know, I do children's and I do regular, which is, you know, and screenplays. So, you know, that's a little difficult. That's why I'm trying to figure out which market. And I do like all market, all of them, you know. But I do also like, I should say this, you know, I do like donating things, and, you know, because I feel, like, really good about that. And today I was on Facebook and the Feed America came on, you know, and there was an email, and I had tried to reach Feed America, and I couldn't. They didn't reach me. I thought this was from them, but it was actually Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. They had some messages about, you know, Feeding America and how there's so many Americans that have not done food. And then I clicked on, and then it went to Chicago, a depository here for food. So I did call them today, and so what I'm going to try to do is a portion of the books that I sell, and hopefully I will sell a lot of books, and give to the depository for food, because in Chicago and every place, I mean, there's not enough food for some of the kids, and, you know, because people have been laid off from work. So I think, you know, that's a good thing now, that to know that we can help people, like, in some way, you know, with a portion. You know, a lot of people are doing things like this. So anybody that reads my books, there will be some apportion giving, and, you know, for my No Clues for, No Clues, No Shoes, and my Feel the Passion. So, see, it's different markets. So, you know, so I wrote two things out on my Facebook, and I'll probably continue that, because I think it's important, you know, to do it. For me it is, you know, so I think that's a good thing. And it's the month of, you know, Feeding America, the national. I think they've made it, you know, now national. So, that, you know, hopefully people will do other things. You know, there's so many things now. There's so many charities, you know. And I saw a lot of people were on Facebook talking about the Jerry Lewis Telethon. So I think that's a good thing. I mean, we are all caring about things, even though we kid around. There's so much charitable things going on, Facebook, Twitter, and people are meeting people and helping other people. So I just didn't want to let the show go by without saying that, you know. So that's
right.
A good thing for everybody, you know. And
I
just think that's
what... With the... Sorry, Marcia.
No, go ahead.
I was just wondering if you'd ever seen the site Wish Upon a Hero.
No, I have not.
It's a website, and people who are in need or who are willing to give can go to this website and read through these wishes that people want. So, like, some of them are, my house burnt down and I'd like books for my children, or my husband just lost his job and we can't afford our electricity bill. And people can go and grant these wishes and become these people's heroes for, I mean, as little as sending them a book or some hand-me-down clothes or whatever it might be.
Wow.
That's a wonderful
site. Now, you
want
to say that again? It's Wish Upon
a Hero.
we should find a hero. Because there are a lot
cool.
of groups out there now. There really are a lot of groups out there, and that is a good thing. I mean, you know, you don't have to give, you know, all of your profits, but it's nice sometimes to, you know, to help some people, and I think that that would be a good thing that, you know, as writers, we can give back something. So I think that's a good thing, you know. And that is one thing about Facebook and Twitter. They do, you know, they bring together a lot of people that normally would not have met. And I didn't know about this one at all. That sounds like a, you know, because really there, you know, all kidding aside, there's so much tragedy and sadness out there that it's good if we can bring some happiness to people, you know, especially if, you know, to kids, you know, with children's
mm-hmm.
books, you know, that's a good thing to do also. And, okay, and
hey,
yeah,
you know what, since you guys are on here, I'm actually starting a book drive for patients who have had to go through chemotherapy or going through chemotherapy.
Yeah, that was
and I don't know how
to
get
do.
This started.
Well, you probably should, you know, you can probably get people to send books to you and then you just bring them to the hospital. Because I remember that you said that. I thought that was a really good idea.
Yeah, I just
you know.
Haven't quite figured out how to go about it because, you know, I honestly just don't have the gas money to go all the way over
no, you know,
to
I don't think you have to do it that way.
To...
No, I think you don't have to do it that way. I think what you do is, you know, you can get the books sent to you from everybody. Like I've donated to certain things. There's a book bus that goes around and, you know, for literacy, and so I've donated books to that. So I think Jennifer and, you know, there's a person on the, you know, I'll get you in connection with somebody. But I think what you can do is you have people send you the books, and then you can,
uh-huh.
you know, find a hospital. You know, you can actually call for some of the places that do chemotherapy and ask them, you know, what type of age group that they do their chemotherapy for and that you want to donate books to them, and I'm sure that they'll give you an answer, and then you can probably post it out there. You know, I'd be happy to do that, too. You know, that's a good thing.
Oh,
I think it was a good idea.
I have a really close friend of mine from the Shark Radio Network. Him and his wife I'm really good friends with, Jim from the Mallard Report, and he has a paranormal group, and one of their friends' kids. Now, mind you, they've known these kids since they were eeny, beeny, little babies. So, you know, it's a really tight-knit group. They're really close. And he has leukemia. And this little boy is just the most beautiful kid. And then I have another friend whose sister has gone through chemotherapy, not once, not twice, but four times.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and all I can think of is that there is just no, I'm sorry, I don't have the cure sitting in my back pocket, but, you know, I thought that maybe if we could bring a smile to some of these people.
I think that was a really good idea.
Literally going
they have to be
hell.
There. Yeah, I think it's a great
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, they have, and we're lucky, you know, we don't have that poison going into our bodies in order to keep us alive from the poisons that's attacking our bodies, so.
Yeah. So I think that would be, you know. When you decide to do this, you know, if you just, you know, you can either get a P.O. box or where you want them to be sent to, you know, that would be
uh-huh.
a good thing. And because I do think that's a good thing to do. You know, I heard when you said that before, you know, that would be something to do. Charlotte, did you say something like that, too? I don't know if you did, too. I
for donating for cancer? Or?
Yeah. I thought it must have been Joanne then that you said it because I saw it on Facebook.
I know that, I think I retweeted Joanne's link about the little boy because actually my father got diagnosed with lymphoma and started treatment just the day before that little boy did.
Wow. I think we talked about that, right, and I think that that would be, so if we can, you know, find some places, this would be a good thing to do, you know.
I really think so because we may not be able to come up with a cure, but, I mean, you think about this, if you can give them a way to space out and not have to think about what they're going through.
Yep. That's
you know?
A good thing.
I mean
there's so many
causes.
I think that we can do things like this, you know, and I see that Kathy here wants to donate also, you know, she said that on, you know, on the chat line. And so I think that would be, you know, if we can do things like that and you put stuff like that out, I mean, I'm more than happy to do that too. I think these are things, actually, I like to do these things because I do feel better about this if I do because there's so many things out there that could use some, you know, different, you know, either monetarily when they have book fairs or something to, you know, which I've done before where, you know, and then people have bought the books and they just, whatever charity it is. So I think that's, if we can probably set up some of these things, might be a good thing for all of us, you know. And it's a very interesting, you know, concept, the chemotherapy, because that is true. It's a long time that you're sitting there doing the chemotherapy.
Right,
you know,
and my sister also just finished chemo.
Yeah, and
I
you know, I have a show usually in October, and I probably will have it this year, too. I had a show on breast cancer last year, and I had survivors on. And I have a very close friend that's in Florida, Carol Solomon. She did a guest blog, and she will be on the show probably. And I'll let you all know when it's on because, you know, it's really nice because they all come in and say, you know, as much anguish and, you know, tenseness that went on in their life, they're around to say that they made it. So that's, you know, and October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So I think that these are things we can do, and that's a good thing that we all share in that feeling. So that's a good thing, you know, to do with our writing, you know, with our writing.
Sorry, Marcia, my, the breast cancer thing, my sister who just finished, well, she's a year cancer-free now from breast cancer. And I actually did a bunch of articles on her and her progress through the breast cancer on a show on associated content, documenting everything that she went through. I stopped at one point because she got really sick and we almost lost her. But she's fought through and she's made it. And
so that's,
you know,
a great thing.
Here,
yeah, maybe
she wants
to
her
come
kids
on the
and
show,
everything.
Yeah, I just, I can't even believe the summer's over. And so now I have to start planning the show about that. If she wants to be on the show, that would be great, too, you know, to talk about. Some people don't want to talk about it. I understand that, you know. And I was in a cancer organization, and we donated, you know, to the Cancer Care Center at Northwestern, you know, in Evanston. And actually, one of the people that, it was called the Horwood Slavin Group, and now Susie Slavin, Barney, she passed away this week, and she wasn't breast cancer. She had a lot of different, you know, forms of cancer, and she fought for 8 years. So, I mean, it's things like this that I'm happy to do, too. So, I mean, I think if all of us start to do these things, that might make a difference. And, you know, the book drive and all of these things are great. So I think let's do this. Okay, so as long as having fun that we are and we had a great time, it's good that we got this message out that we'll be happy to do that. And so that's a good thing. So just let me know and ask your sister if she wants to be on the show.
Yeah.
So this was a very interesting type of show. Does anybody have a last word that they want to do?
We have been everywhere.
Well, tomorrow you have another show. You have a show. I don't have one till next week. You know, with the
Oh, yes, I do.
Yes, you have one. And so this is very interesting, and, you know, I hope we give people, you know, this is the thing about these shows. You know, if somebody just listens and they get some idea from us about what it's like to write and, you know, what they can do, that's a good thing, you know. It's really good to have these shows so people can really listen to what we go through so they don't feel alone and they get their books finished and they don't listen to all the critics always say that it's not good, because that doesn't mean anything. There's, just because one person or two people don't like it doesn't mean that it can't be a successful book.
Yeah, not everybody likes Stephanie Meyer's Twilight, you know. I mean, not everybody likes Stephen King. Not everybody likes Dean Cain. So I think there's a place for everyone. Write your stuff. Do your best. Keep going. Keep practicing. Don't give up. Never give up. Never surrender.
No, who's that?
As long as it makes you happy, that's what matters.
Who is that that said
exactly.
that in the background? Who is that in the background? Somebody's
Where?
Husband. Did you hear this? Did everybody hear this, or am I going crazy?
Yeah, no, I heard it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I heard it,
maybe. I thought, all right, I've been on the phone all day, but I, like, lost it already.
Never get
on
the phone. Oh, that's too funny.
And I'm actually looking at the chat room, which I never do. But it's an interesting chat going on there. We have a lot of fun going in the chat room. Denise, are you having fun? Yes, probably. She doesn't even hear. Denise, do you hear me? Hello, Denise. Anyway. Are there any last? I mean, this was fun. You know, this was great. You know, we'll have another show like this again because this was a lot of fun. And so, Kathy, you'll be writing tonight. Charlotte,
yes.
Joanne.
Yeah.
I'll probably
yes.
be answering emails. I'll be answering emails.
Yeah,
and,
anything that
I,
you didn't like that I said, please send the emails directly to. No.
Yes, and I'll delete them. I'll delete
today
them. I'm getting good at I'll delete them because I don't know if I can take all this. You know, it's like I'm thinking to myself, it's funny because you get a lot of emails. You know, everybody gets a lot of emails. So let's see how important these emails are. They'll probably just cancel me out. But there are a lot of emails, we have to admit. So I will be thinking of all these new things that we can do and see if this works, you know, where we can write more and, you know, have people do things that at affordable prices. So I hope that's going to happen here for us. So then we can just keep writing books
totally
like
cool.
And Kathy can double the amount of books she writes in a month.
Dude, if she gets up to 14, I'm going to quit and just become her PR agent. And
yeah,
I'm not kidding.
I know.
If she gets up to 14 books at one time, that's it. I'm going to be like, yeah. I give
You win. I started her. I published in April, and she's got like 15 out by the end of the year.
Yeah, but it is incredible.
It's crazy. I don't know how she does it.
Well, I don't either,
you know,
but she does it.
Remember, everybody
else is right here.
Can hear you talking
about me. We're talking behind your back.
I will tell you exactly what I say.
Yeah. You know, and I think this would be a good show. I've had some other romantic writers on that have been so fun. You know, William Maltese has been on. He's so funny. He's got like 200 books. Can you believe this? And he's got also other books.
Holy cow.
And he's unbelievable. Oh, yeah, he's got a book. He's got a book to tell you what books he has out there. 200.
Oh, my God.
He's very successful. Yeah, he writes all kind of book that there is. He writes also, then he writes, you know, books on wine and books on gluten-free diets. This guy is incredible. He's so fun. Okay, so maybe I'll have him as a co-host with all of you. This could be. And Kath and maybe Denise will come on, too. And he would love to do this because it's fun. You know, that's what this is. It's fun. And that's what I think we all had tonight is a good time. So
I love that I got to be on here with all three of you guys because
it was fun.
It's been,
you know, we have been late at night.
No, you got it.
Right, and you know, because we're all on at night talking to each other, but this time we really got each other. And I am going to have a show eventually with a lot of the World Castle writers, and we can all be on. You know, maybe 10 or 11 people or 12. You know, I could probably handle that. I think. I don't know. We'll see. You know, I undertake a lot of these things. They go, "How could you do this?" I go, "I can do this because I think we all talked." You know, and you know, I think we all got to say what we needed to say, and you know, and I think this is a good thing. You know, because we all said what we had to say. Is there anybody else that has to say anything else for the moment? Or we'll just end this show. And okay. Who wants to say something?
I just want to remind everyone out there that all three of our books, all four actually, because Marcia has one too, and even she is the host of this show, all four of our books can be picked up at World Castle Publishing at worldcastlepublishing.com. So, and if you can't find us there, each one of us has our own individual Facebook, Twitter, fan page, blog, PR log stuff going out on the web. We all have it. So look around for Marcia Casper Cooper. Look around for Charlotte Blackwell, Kathy S. Barton, Amazing Romance. Yes, Kathy, I got your latest book, by the way, girl. Oh,
which one?
Amazing Romance. Very sexy. I'll tell you all about it later. So all of us can be found at World Castle Publishing. What? It's true. It was hot.
Now, that was really good. And so, and next week, we're going to have Charlotte on again. We're going to have Bob. He's going to be scared to be on with us. he's a sci-fi writer, so that's okay. And then we have Mary and Wendy, and we're going to have Lindsay from the UK. So, I mean, we've got a full house, you know, and the rest, and, you know, Kathy, you can always come in the chat room, too, and Joanna, you can call in. You can call in because we will take calls, too. And Denise, will you be with us? I hope Denise will be with us. I don't know. I think she will. She loves the chat. So, and this was fun. So thank you all, and I really appreciate it. And it has been really fun tonight. And hopefully we could do this again soon before
Thanks
the first
so much,
of the
Marcia.
Year. Because it's going to be snowing here before.
And I hope I see everybody here at the Shark Radio Network tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 10 Central. Come on in and have fun.
See, now you know that Michigan Avenue, that's me. Now you know.
That's
who I
right.
am.
I didn't know that either, and I was just like, "Well, I hope she shows up." You have no idea how many times I thought that.
I sometimes listen to it while I'm working. You know, I'm actually working. So I'm listening to it while, you know, and I think, you know, because I'm hearing it, and you know, you have good music too, and it's fun, you know, and it's fun, and you don't know what you're gonna do. And I like that when you don't know what you're gonna do, because we all do that. We don't know what we're doing on this show. Not actually, we do know what we're doing.
Dude, I fly by the seat of my pants. Are you kidding me?
Well, I think that's the best way to go. Yeah, you're not boring. It's whatever. How can you be? You don't know what you're going to do. It's true. Things come up in life, and that's it. You know, you never know what could happen. So that's what is a good story is a good story is about. And Virginia also is very low-key. And, you know, she's, you know, we talk, we just, this is how we do a show also, too, because, you know, it's good to have a good time. You know, we have to kind of, like, have fun in life. We need to do this every often. Which is every day, which is what I've always done. So I thank you all for being on, and I really appreciate
this.
This has been fun, okay, and have a good show tomorrow. And Kathy, keep writing, and Charlotte, keep going. Denise, put your name on your site. We can find you, and she does a very nice blog on book reviews. And if anybody wants to send in or is looking for Denise, if you can't find her, just go to www.michiganavenuemedia.com, and I'll hook you up with Denise, because she does very good book reviews. Okay? All right. Good night, everybody. Have a good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Are we all still on?
I'm here still.
Who's still
Bye.
On? Now, who's this? We're still on then, I guess. Who's on? Hello?
Are we still live?
It's Kathy's still here.
Yeah, we're still I didn't shut it off yet. Who's here? We're all here?
Oh, this is Joanne Kathy and
Kathy. Okay, we're all here. Okay.
Oh, cool.
No, we could go on. You want to talk more? I mean, we could go on for. I have time. Is there something you wanted to talk about?
No, I just had this really cool idea for the four of us that we could like kind of put together our own little blog hop thing.
Okay.
And that's what I wanted to talk to all three of you guys about. I've been doing a little bit of research on them. Oh, we are still live.
You know, Denise, are you on? Denise, we could probably stop the stream. So wait, let me see if this works. Don't go anywhere, okay? Wait, let me see something.
All right.
Denise, are you still on?